So holding now between Lag BaOmer and Shavuos. And although Shavuos, I should say, although Lag BaOmer is past us, no such thing as being past the Yontif, especially when you're going from Pesach to Shavuos, which is considered to be one sugya. It's one derech. It's one derech called Derech Eretz Kanan L'Torah. So as we move along this path, all the way to Shavuos, it's not shaykh to get to Shavuos and to understand, to have mamash raglaim in Shavuos, unless a person uses the tools along the way. It's all one aliyah, one ascension to the mountain of Har Sinai. But you can't just show up and expect everything to be fine. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you a Pesach, then he gives you Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and then he gives you Pesach Sheni, and then the Mon falls, and then you have Lag BaOmer, and then you have Rosh Chodesh Sivan, you have Shlosh Esmei Hagbalah. All this is considered to be a tahalich, a seder, and to be able to stand on Har Sinai from the Kabbalah of the Torah. Out of all these kinyanim that a person needs to be kone, Chazal say there's mem ches kinyani Torah. Each one is a kinyan bifnei atzmo to be kone Torah. Of all of them, Lag BaOmer is considered to be the day of which we have the greatest to'eles. That Rashbi builds us in a way, conditions us in a way to be able to be mekabel Torah and Shavuos. Shaila is, what is the lekach that we take from Lag BaOmer? And as we approach Shavuos, how we can make an inyan out of it in order to be zeich to Torah. So as we've pointed out many times, that the shayrish of the pegam of Tamidi Rebbe Kiva is the inyan of shalai nagu kavod zelazeh. The whole inyan of zugos, which we spoke about, b'siyata d'shmaya. This idea of nagu kavod zelazeh has a deep shayrish. It's not just two people. In Kabbalah, you would call it partzufim. You can call it bechinas. But really, it's an idea which literally runs its way through the entire limud of Torah. You can call it the machlekes between the shemesh and the yareach. Shnei melachim shalin shtamshu b'keser echad. But at its roots, it really comes to the idea of something much deeper than that. When we speak about it in terms of the Shemesh and the Yareach, that they don't see eye to eye with each other. The Shemesh and the Yareach represent two things. We'll call them Kahuna and Malchus. It's well known that the Yareach, that the Levana, is a mashal for the Malchus. Without getting into the details why. It's the Bechin of Nekeva, waxes and wanes, has aliyahs and nefilas. It's Bechin of being a Makabel. Whereas the Shenesh is the Bechin of a Kohen. The whole idea of a Kohen is to be Meir, is to give light. In fact, in Targum, the word for Kohen is Shamash. Because a Kohen is Mishamish. It's Mishamish in the Beis HaMikdash. But the whole inyan of a Kohen is that his koyach is to be Meir, is to be like a Shemesh. Shemesh Dako Umarpe, which is where the Kohen Dafka has the koyach to be Marpe Tzara'as V'chule. Shemesh Meir Umarpe. So therefore, the split between Zugos, the split between two people, Shalonogu Kovod Zelazeh, is how a Kohen and a Melech don't know how to get along together to be Shnei Melechem Mishtamshem B'Kesarecha. Whereas Rashbi is good for the tikkun of that. Because Rashbi and his son, Rabbi Lazar, the two of them were nechnas into the Ma'ara. It wasn't just Rashbi. We forget that he had a son, Rabbi Lazar, of which he says that if it was just me and my son, in our s'chus alone, we can be mekayim the whole world. He says that it could just be me. But it wasn't just him. It was Davka, Reb Shimon, Rabbi Lazar Berei. This is the bechin of Kohen and Melech. The yichid between themselves is good for the inyan of Nagu Kovod Zelazeh. therefore, with the koyach of their tzidkus, the whole inyan of the kohen is to bring out the or of the yareach, to bring out the or of the malchus, to be masak in the yareach, that even it should be on the maila of a kohen. And there should be bechin of shnei malachim mishtamshin bekeser echad. Mishtamshin is a lashon of shamashim. Shnei malachim is two malachim. So malachim mishtamshin is a bechin of kohen and melach. Bekeser echad with one keser. We have to identify exactly what that keser is. But Rashbi, Vitalmidai, Binai, Rabbi Elazar, they were able to reach this daga of shnei malachim mishtamshin bekeser echad. They took Ma'ara and turned it into Me'era, Ma'ira. That which the Areach is a Me'era, that it doesn't shine, turns it into Ma'ira. That even that which doesn't shine is able to shine. That's called the Zayar. The Sefer HaZayar doesn't just mean the light. It means the light from within the Areach. That even the Areach should shine. That's the light of the Sefer HaZayar. The Zayar means to shine. The light from the Pnimius HaMalchus is the Sefer HaZayar. So Shnei Hama'iris HaGedolim is Gematria Tihi Yuli Mamlechas Kehana. Tihi Yuli Mamlechas Kehana. That the Malchus and the Kohuna Mesiached, this is Bechina Shnei Malachim. Shnei Hama'iris HaGedolim. That they're both Ma'iris. When we take a look at the Dagger Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon is the person who epitomizes this daag of Amlechus Kehana. If you take a look at the passage of Bar Yochai Nimshach Tashrecha, you find many allusions to the fact that Reb Shimon is a Kohen. He's a Kohen. Nasata Tzitz Nezer HaKodesh Chavush HaRoshcha Peirecha. This is the Levushim of a Kohen. Bar Yochai b'Kodesh HaKadoshim Reishis Truma. Truma is eaten by a Kohen. Levushei Choshen Tumecha V'Yurecha. It's a Kohen Gadol. Not just Stam a Kohen. It's a Kohen Gadol, Reb Shimon. Not only that, but he's holding on the dag of a Melech as well. The Zohar HaKadosh says in Chelek Gimel Ayin Tesamid Beis, Reb Shimon Alei Ksiv, of you it says, Ashreich Eretz Shemalkech Bin Chayrin. Ashreich, which is Ashrecha, which we say, Nimshachta Ashrecha. Shemalkech Bin Chayrin. Mahu Malkech, who is the Melech? Dohu Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Reb Shimon is the Melech. He's a Kohen and he's also a Melech. He's Mesiachi, the Sibchina of Malchus and Kahuna. That's Nimshachta Ashrecha. What's the Ashrecha, Reb Shimon? What's Nimshachta? The whole Indian of Nimshachta means that he's Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha. Who is Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha? A Kohen is Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha, the Kohen Gadol, and a Melech is Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha. But that's Nimshachta Ashrecha. You're Shemen from both. That's why it's Shemen Sosay Mechavi Recha, because you're Chaveirim, everybody else is either a Kohen or he's a Melech. But you're better Mechavi Recha. Because everybody else has one. But you, Reb Shimon, you have two. Nimshachta Ashrecha. Not only would you nimshach b'chashemen kuhuna gedoyla, but also Ashrech. Eres shemalkech ben chayrin, that you're nimshach b'shemen hamalchus. By him it's kuhuna malchus. That's pshat shemen sasayin. Sasayin is gemachah mamlechus kehanim. That your shemen is sasayin. That it's a shemen of mamlechus kehanim. It's fascinating that we know that when it comes to Pirkei Avos, every tzaddik has a maimer. And every maimer is hu hayayimer, and it's tzaddikim explain hu hayayimer doesn't just mean that they say. It means this is their mahus. Hu hayayimer, he would say himself. He's megale his madrega. Reb Shimon also has what to say in Pirkei Avos. What is the Maamar Reb Shimon? Anybody know? Huh? Shimon Aymer, Shlaisha Ksarim Haim. Keser Torah, Keser Kahuna, the Keser Malchus. The Keser Shem Taiva Ilagabe. Is there not a greater Huhaya Aymer than this? Reb Shimon is the one who speaks about the Keser Kahuna, the Keser Malchus, and the Keser Torah. In fact, it's not just one place. In the Medrash B'Midbar Rabba, in Perek Dalet, Reb Shimon Omer, Shloi Sheksarim Heim. And Reb Shimon goes on to say that the Shloi Sheksarim correspond to the Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash. The Shulchan is the Malchus, the Mizbeach is the Kahuna, and the Aron HaKadosh, he says, is Keneged Torah. And he says, Ha'aron Keneged Bali Torah Sheheim Sefunim. What does it mean, Bali Torah Sheheim Sefunim? What does Sefunim mean? Shekol ha-zeiche le-toira zeiche le-malchus v'kahuna. So Reb Shimon tells you that there's really three ksarim. There's malchus and kahuna, but there's really toira also. And a person who was zeiche to toira could be zeiche to malchus and to kahuna. What's the chiddush of Reb Shimon? Either you're born a kohen or you're zeiche to the malchus. But even to be zeiche to the malchus, you have to be mizera David. So does that mean that a person can't be a kohen and can't be a melech? So Reb Shimon, no, there's a solution. The keser toira is munach lakol. If you're zeicher to the Keser Torah, you could be zeicher to the Keser Malchus and the Keser Kahuna also. But there's a tenai here. Reb Shimon says, the Keser Torah is Bali Torah Shehim Sefunim. Sefunim is the Lashon of Tzafon. Safun means something which is hidden. Bali Torah Shehim Sefunim means it's Torah, which is the hidden aspects of Torah. The Talmid Chacham who understand the pnimius of Torah. That's why the Keser Torah is connected to Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Aron HaKodesh. Right? Reb Shimon beKodesh HaKadoshim. Kodesh HaKadoshim means lefnayim lifnim, means that nobody could see you. It's the Chelek in Torah which is mamish lefnayim lifnim. That's the pnimius of Torah. And Reb Shimon here is telling us, he's qualifying his statement in Pirkei Avos by saying, don't just stam that I think Torah means any Torah. It means Torah bepnimius HaTorah. To be zechet the pnimius HaTorah, bali Torah shim spunim, then you could be zeichet to malchus and kahuna. So that's why Davka Reb Shimon, who is the Sar B'Sazoyar, that he is the neshama of Pnimius HaTorah. By him you could say Nimshach Da'ashrecha, whereas by everybody else, no. Because Davka through the Chelik in Torah, which is Pnimius HaTorah, you could be zeichet to both Ksar. Shnei Malacha Mishtamsha. So really it's the Keser HaTorah of these Ksarim, which is the Keser, which is miyached, which is the bridge to bind together the kahuna and the malchus. And that's exactly what the Mishnah at the end of Pirkei Avos says. Gidoy l'toyra yoysim min ha-kahuna min ha-malchus. Whereas the kahuna and the malchus, they have less kinyonim, Torah has 48. Which is of course connected to 48 days leading up to Shavuos. That you could be zeiche on Shavuos to this madrega of the keser Torah, and if you zeiche the keser kahuna to keser Torah properly, which is keser bali Torah shem sfunim, you could be zeiche to malchus and kahuna as well. And that's dafka the darga that we reach on Shavuos. It was dafka on the day of Shavuos that Hashem told Klal Yisrael as a haktama to kabbalas haTorah, va'atem tihiyu li mamleches kehanim v'goy kadosh. That when you receive the Torah I'm about to give you, you're going to be zeicher to Mamleches Kehana, which is the Madrega of Kahuna and Malchus B'Yachav, as I give you the Torah. So even though when we speak about Mount Torah, we speak about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us many things. He gave us Kahuna and Malchus also. Ani amarti Elohim atem uvnei elyon kulchem. Klal Yisrael reached the Madrega of Mamleches Kehana by Mount Torah. But we don't speak about it. Why not? We speak about the day as being Matan Torah. Because you can't be zeicher to Kahuna and Malchus without Torah. If you have Torah, you have both. If you don't have Torah, you have neither. You can only be zayichet to kahuna and malchus davka through the bridge of Torah, because Torah is gedol la Torah medikum and malchus, which is zayichet to both of them. When we speak about so therefore, Shavuos is a day of Mamleches Kehanim. And the Lag BaOmer is a hachana for that. Well, we come to Lag BaOmer, we take a pit stop there, we meet Reb Shimon, we meet the person who was zeicha to this madrega of Mamleches Kehanim through Pnimius HaTorah. And this is really what Shavuos is all about. It's just that Lag BaOmer comes out in a sense to greet us, to show us a me'ein, a dugma of what Shavuos is. Shavuos is this madrega. The person who ultimately epitomizes this darga of Mamlechus Kehanim, aside from Reb Shimon, is David HaMelech. To say that David HaMelech is a melech is pashut. But David HaMelech, believe it or not, is also a kohen. The pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, "Ubnei David Kehanim Heim." The sons of David were kohanim. Now the Gemara Nedarim darshins what it darshins. But al pipinius, what this means is that the children of David are kohanim is kahuna mamish. David was a kohen. David was able to reach the darg of kahuna. The Marzu in Bamidbar Rabba, Perek Dalet, he goes on the pasuk which says, "V'David mecharkel b'me'il boots." David wore these garments, a me'il boots. Zok the Marzu. It says, "Tiknu loy begadim naim shel navi." They were masakin special begadim, as is befit for a navi. She'ein ami bigdim melucha shaloi. These were not clothes from his malchus. That's called v'david mecharkel. The gam asalo bigdim kahuna. They made bigdim kahuna for David HaMelech, as it says, "V'david chagor eifod bad." David wore the eifod. He was zeichet to wear bigdim kahuna. Why? V'zeh lefi kavod ha'aron. Because of the kavod of the aron. Because David was zeichet to the dag of aron, which is the keser Torah, he was zeichet to malchus and zeichet to kahuna. If you get to the aron, you get to both. But since David was mecharke b'chol oz lefni aron, because David and Mel, these are begotten that they prepared for this, because David had a shaykhis of the aron kodesh, to the pnimi ha'Torah, he was zeichet to bigdi malucha and to bigdi kahuna, u'bnei David kohanim heim. David is Mamash HaKohen. He even ate, you know, when he was fleeing from Shaul for his life, he went to the Nov, Ir HaKohanim. He ate from the Lechem HaPonim. Only a Kohen can eat from that. Of course, it was Mesiras Nefesh, it was Pikuach Nefesh, but he had to. But it doesn't just happen by chance that he comes and the only thing he eats from the Lechem HaPonim, he's a Kohen. He can eat from the Lechem HaPonim. That's the Darga of David HaMelech. He's Miyachem HaMelechus Kehanim. He's zeichet to both madrigas. That's pshat of the medrash in the beginning of this week's parsha. In B'chukos Teilechu, David HaMelech says, "B'chol yom v'yoyim, chashavti, I thought that I would go to the base HaMelucha, v'raglai mevius esi, lebeis medrash or lebeis HaKnesses." What's going on over here? David wants to go to the base HaMishpat, to go work out in matters in his kingdom, but his feet are taking him to the base medrash and the base HaMelucha. What's the pshat in this conflict? Why does he have such a conflict? But if he's there, it's very nice. Because the fact that his feet are taking him to the Beis HaMelucha, that's because he's a melech. But his feet are taking him to the Beis Medrash and to the Beis Knesses because he's also a Kohen. Kohen doesn't have anything to do in the Beis Malchus. What do you think a Kohen does all day? He only serves in the Beis HaMikdash, let's say 2 weeks a year, and then he comes back, of course, for the Shalosh Regalim. What's he doing the rest of the year? You know what he's doing? He's learning Torah. The Kohanim, it says, "Zeru mishpatecha liyakov, v'sayrescha liyisrael." They're the ones with the Bali Torah. So David is going on the one hand to the Beis HaMelucha, and the other hand he's going to the Beis Knesses, because he's miyachi this inyan of Mamleches Kehanim v'Goy Kodesh. He puts the two together. This is the Darag of Shavuos. This is what the Shnei Luchos represent. The Shnei Luchos represents Shnei Malachim Megazach. These weren't two separate pieces. This is one Luach, which is two things. It's Malchus and Kahuna, which come together. That's why David HaMelech's Yortzeit is what day? Shavuos, the day of Mamleches Kehanim. And Mamleches Kehanim is Gematria David Melech Yisrael. But David with the Yud, as he spelled in Divrei HaYamim. Dalit Vav Yud Dalit, because the Yud represents that he was zeichet to the Kahuna, the Chachma, which is the letter Yud. So when David becomes David with the Yud, so David Melech Yisrael is Gematria Mamlechus Kehana.
It's also Israeli.
So that's what we read on Shavuos. Read about Boaz, Nami, and Rus. Rus, of course, David HaMelech comes from her. But even the storyline of Boaz, Rus, and Nami, there's a remnant to this inyan. Boaz, Chazal say, is Boaz. In him is strength. And since Chazal say, Ein Oz Ela Torah, Boaz means that Boaz is the Keser Torah. And because he's the Keser Torah, he's Zochet Terus, of which comes David, which is Mamlechus Kahane. Not only was he Zochet Terus, he was Zochet Nami also. In a certain sense, Al Pi Pnimi Satira, Boaz really married Rus. Can't go in. Boaz really married Nami also. Can't get into the whole inyan, okay? But Boaz was zeichet to Nami and Rus. That was his Yerusha. He was zeichet to Rus and to Nami. So, Nami Rus is gematria Taira Kohen Melech. That Boaz was zeichet to this, that through the Oiz Taira, he was zeichet to Taira, Kahuna, and Malchus, which ultimately manifests itself with David HaMelech, which is why the whole Megillah ends with Boaz is molid as Oivet, Oivet is molid as Yishai, Yishai is molid as David. Because David, which is the Mamish, this Mamachas Kahana, and the Kahuna, Bekasar Achad, it comes from this that Boaz took Nami and Rus. Now we know that aside from these three Ksarim is also a Kerser Shem Tov, which is Oila Gabein. What's interesting is that Pshat is, the Mishnah doesn't list this as the fourth Kesser. It says the Shlosha Kesarim, and then it says there's a fourth. What's going on? Is there three or is there four? So the Mefarshim explain, it means me, it's Shlosha Kesarim, it's a Kesser, me Shlosha Kesarim, which means that it comes from the three of them, that the three make the fourth. It's a shallow weather, means all three, or one of the three using it. Anyways, the Kesser Shem Tov comes from these three. This is Pshat in the Pasuk, which we say, Tov Shem, Mishemin Tov. Tov Shem means the Kesser Shem Tov. But it comes from the Shemin Tov. What's the Shemin Tov? So the Shemin Tov is this. It's the Shemin Tov. It's the Shemin Shachta Ashrecha. Shemin Sasa Mechavirecha. The Shemin Tov is the Bechina of these Shemin Hamishchas. Right? It's the Shemin of Melucha and it's the Shemin of Kahuna. It's also the Shemin of Torah, because Chazal say in the Medrash that Shemin, Torah is Nimshal the Shemin. That it always goes up to the top. Which means to say that there's three Shemanim. The Shemin Torah, the Shemin Kahuna, and the Shemin Malchus. And Reb Shimon is all three, Nimshach, Tashrecha, Shemin, Sasim, Yechavirecha. But the Shemin Tov, which is the Keser Shem Tov, is Tov Mi Shemin Tov. It's even better than that. So all day Shavuos is a day which is Miyached. You can call it the Shloisha Regalim. That there's Shavuos, which represents the Keser Torah. And then there's Pesach and Sukkot, which represent the Kahuna and the Malchus. But Shavuos is greater than them. In a sense, because it's the Keser Torah, which is Gedolah Torah Yosef Min HaKohuna V'HaMalchus. There's a day in the year which is called Keser Shem Tov, which is Oyel Al Gabehen. And that day is not Lag Vayomer. Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is the culmination of Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot. You come up to Shmini Atzeres, what the Zohar calls Yichud Shlim. It's the highest day of the year, Shmini Atzeres. That's why Shemini is a Lashon Shemen, which, by the way, in Parshas Shemini, you read about Nadav and Avihu, who made a pagam in Shnei Malachim Mishtab Shem Kesar Echad. They were in Zeichet to the side of what the Shemen is, this Indian of Shemini. Could be Shemini has to do with Shemen Yayin, which is the Os, Shemini is the Osios Shemen Yayin. Shemini, Atzeres, is Bechina of the Keser Shein Tevei La'agabehin. It's considered to be the fourth regel, which is not really a separate regel. That in the same way that the Keser Shem Tov is considered to be a fourth Keser, but not separate from the three Ksarim, so too Shmini Atzeret is considered to be a fourth regel, but we don't count four regolim. It's a regel b'fnei atzmo, the Gemara says, but it's really not. It's really that you have to go through Pesach Shavuos Sukkos in order to get there. So it's called Atzeres also. Why Atzeres? Because Atzeres is called Shavuos. Right, so whereas Shavuos, which is called Atzeres, is the Bechina of Mamlechas Kehanim, Torah, Malchus, and Kahuna, it's called Shmini Atzeres because it takes the three Ksarim of Atzeres, which is Shavuos, which is Torah, Malchus, and Kahuna, and makes Shmini out of it. It takes the three Shemanim and makes it the Keser, Shem Toiv, which is the Toiv Shem, Mishemen Toiv. That's why three times Shemen is Gematria Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is the Shemen which is made from the three Shemanim of Torah, Kahuna, Malchus. And Torah, Kahuna, Malchus is Gematria Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. So today, when Yatul Mashiach comes, we don't mamish have a full... We can't reach this daiga of Shmini Atzeres, which is the Keser Shem Tov. We don't mamish have it yet. Such a madriga. Or at least I should say, by Shavuos, we don't yet have such a madriga. Because by Shavuos, we find something very interesting. That we said Boaz takes Rusa Naomi. That's Torah taking the Kahuna and the Malchus. But when you're at Shavuos, you're only at Seres. You're not Shmini at Seres yet. You're not Zeche to this Daga, to the Keser Shem Tov. So that's why Boaz, when it came into this whole thing of the Yibum and taking Rus, taking Nami, who's going to be the Karuf, who's going to take, who's going to be Gayal, the first person who had the chance was who? Ploni Amoni. What did Chazal say? Who is Ploni Amoni? What's his real name? Toiv. His name is Tov. Tov. His name is Tov. What did he do? It says, what did he do?
Ploni Amoni.
Hazal say that this Ploni Amoni, who didn't want to be Goyal Rusinami, his name was Tov. Because this guy Tov represents the Keser Shem Tov. And the fact that he rejected, the fact that Tov rejected Boaz and Rusinami suggests that when you're at Shavuos, you're not Zeichet to the Keser Shem Tov. The Tov doesn't have a Shaychus. You don't yet have a Shaychus at the Keser Shem Tov and Shavuos. If you want to have Tov, if you want to have that Keser Shem Tov, you have to wait to Shmini Atzeres. Because Shmini Atzeres has a way of taking Atzeres, which is Shavuos, and making a Shmini out of it, and be Megala the Keser Shem Tov. So when we speak about now, what we're holding in these days between Lag B'Omer and Shavuos, which is the Daag of Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon is this daga of Nimshach Ta'ashrecha Shemin Sasain Mamlechas Kehanim. That's what we said, Mei Chavirecha. Mei Chavirecha means because you know how to be with your Chavirim. You know how to be Nogu Kavazelazeh. You know how to make respect, that the Malchus should have respect for the Kahuna, and the Kahuna should have respect for the Malchus, to be Mesiachah with each other, to be Mamlechas Kehanim the Goy Kaddish. That's interesting. That's Pshav, you could say also. It says, Kosharta Kshin Ksharecha. The Rav Shimon, you tied the shin as your kasher. Because the shin, if you take a look at the tzur of a shin has three heads, which meet at one place at the bottom. Which means to say that the three heads correspond to three ksarim, which is Keser Taira, Keser Kahuna, Keser Malchus. And they merge, they come together at the bottom. So together, that shin represents his maimer in Pirkei Avos. Right? That there's three ksarim. So we say kashar takshin ksarach. So this is the halich now from Agbemi to Shavuos. It's this inyan of the bimiyachi, the inyan of Malchus Kahuna, which is what David Melch represents. So that's pshat. Bar yoichai nimshachta ashrecha. Bar yoichai nimshachta ashrecha is Gematria Va'atem Tihiyu Li Mamlechas Kohanim. So the schus which we have in Shavuos is that we have a me'ein of this madriga of Mamlechas Kohanim. We turn to that inyan which is the tikkun of the Shnei Malachim Mishtamshim Kesarecha. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should give to us that during these days, after passing Lag BaOmer, the light is still here. Whenever you cross anything in Ruchnius, it doesn't mean that you pass by. It means that you take it with you. So as we take the madriga of Reb Shimon with us, as we come closer and closer to Shavuos, megala more and more of us this madriga, this light of the Shemesh, light of the Areach, of Mluch and Kahuna to be zecher to the dag of David HaMelech, David Melch Yisrael Chavikayim, the Atem, Tiyum, Melechus Kahanim, Goy Kadosh, the Bias Gal Tzedek, from here, Amen.